All righty. Look at Psalms 33, verse 12. I'm going to read all the way to the end of the chapter. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Did you get that? Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. By the way, that's why God has blessed America. America is blessed by God. That's what made our country great. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, and the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike, he considered all their works. There's no king save by the multitude of the host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Folks, everything, our lives are in God's hands. Our country is in God's hands. Your very well-being and my very well-being is all in God's hands. Boy, we need to understand that. The psalmist here understood this. And a horse is a vain thing for safety. See, people count on different things. You better be looking to God to help you. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in the famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He, our God, he is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Have you trusted in his holy name today? I hope you do. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. The psalmist well knew that his well-being was all relied on by God. America needs to realize that. We need to realize that. The air that we breathe, God's just given to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing America. Thank you for giving us the greatest country in all the world. Lord, I pray that you'll bless our country today. Bless all our leaders, our president. God, give our leaders wisdom. And Father, I pray that they would look to you. And I pray America would come back to God. Oh God, help us to cling to the old paths that Jeremiah preached about, Jeremiah 6:16. The good ways. Help America to realize that, Lord, you are our buckler and you are our help. Help us to seek the things of you and walk with you and know you well. Help us to make a difference that you can bless our country. We thank you for all that you've done for our country. We pray you'll keep your hand continually upon us. Thank you for these folks that are here today, Lord. Please bless them and bless our armed service people. Oh, God. Thank you for their dedication. Thank you for all, down through the years, the sacrifices that people have made for our country. Help me now, Holy Spirit of God, fill me. Lord, give me words from heaven to speak. May they be powerful. May they go directly in the hearts of people. May your name be lifted up and glorified. We praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today, Scripture says, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. And today we celebrate our country's birthday. 234 years ago, Brother Mike, on July 4th, 1776, 56 brave men signed the Declaration of Independence. By the way, those men, when they signed, they put their lives, their homes, their property, everything, their family, all on the line. And they sacrificed, trust me. The founding fathers sacrificed for us. I don't think we realize how much they did. Many of them lost some of their family. Some of them were killed. They've lost all their net worth. You can't believe what they gave up so we could have a great country. Can anyone say amen? Our nation was built and founded on God and his holy word. Justice, liberty, freedom for all. And listen, the birth of our nation was miraculous. I want you to know something. Our country was, the birth of our nation was miraculous. It was a miracle from God. As ladies and gentlemen, there's no way, if you think about this logically, there was no reason for the victory of our country over England. Think about it. Tiny, poor America should have never prevailed over mighty, rich England. But there was one reason that we did. The only sound and reasonable answer is because of God Almighty. America's beginning and birth were because of the hand and providence of God. You need to get this. Boys and girls, sit straight up. They're watching. You can win a prize. Think with me now. Think with me. If you don't think about God's blessings. For 234 years, America has been the most prosperous nation in the world. By the way, we're losing that. But our past, over the many centuries, we had, and only we're losing now because people are going so away from God. Our country, our government, everything's going away from God. And as we go away, God restrains his blessing. But for the first 234 years, America, there's no nation has been blessed with prosperity like America. Financially, no one's coming close. Think about why? Why has America prospered so much financially? One reason, God. God's blessing. We have been blessed to grow the most food in the world. America feeds the world. Why has America over these 234 years, why has our country had so much prosperity in growing food and fruits? I'll tell you why. Because God has blessed America. Why don't the other countries have what we have? I'm going to tell you why. Boys and girls, don't let no one tell you. God has blessed America. Think with me about this. America, we have been blessed with more natural resources from our Lord than any other nation in the world. All the natural resources that America has. Why did it just happen that way? No. God blessed America. America has been blessed by God. For 234 years, our country has seen a protective hand and the hedge around the borders of our country. Some of these men talked about how they fought in World War I and World War II. Did you notice in the different places and different wars? Did you ever notice all the wars were fought on foreign nations' ground? Billy, no foreign nation since we've been a country, no one's ever attacked Ravenna. No foreign army has been marching in America. Oh, I thank God for our soldiers, but it's God's protective hand that's done it for America. For 234 years, God has blessed our country. God Almighty has made the difference. Look up here, folks. We're celebrating 234 years of the greatest country in the world. America's greatness is not because of America. America's greatness is because God. God has made America great. The greatness of America stems from the great God in heaven that's made us great. I love America. America's greatness comes from God and His grace. The songwriter said, America, America, God shed His grace on thee. And by the way, that's truth. Amen? I'm going to give you some... Think about our presidents. I'm going to give you a few sayings about five of our presidents. What they said about God and the Holy Bible. You don't think our country wasn't founded on God and the Holy Scriptures? George Washington, our first president. And by the way, I believe George Washington was a born-again Christian. Matter of fact, I believe many of our forefathers were Christians. Matter of fact, did you know all the 56... signers of the Declaration of Independence, did you know those 56 had to declare that they believed in God? That they were believers? Listen to what George Washington said. It is impossible. The boys and girls, our first president, George Washington, he said this, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. He said you need two things to govern. You need God and His Bible. I'm glad He gave us that King James Bible, aren't you? Thomas Jefferson, our third president. The Bible, he said this statement, the Bible makes the best people in the world. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president. Boy, this is a statement. So great is my veneration. That word veneration means is your highest respect and degree of respect. So great is my veneration of the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more competent will be my hope that they will prove useful citizens of this country and respectable members of society. By the way, they thought so highly of the Bible that the first book in the school was the Holy Bible. That's how they learned to read. I love what Andrew Jackson said. President Jackson, our seventh president. Listen to this. The Bible is true. I have tried to conform to its spirit as near as possible upon the sacred volume, talking about the scriptures. I rest my hope for eternal salvation. I'm talking about Andrew Jackson, the president. By the way, we were founded on the Word of God. I know today they're trying to take the Bible away from everything, but I'm going to tell you, this country is founded on the Word of God. And our forefathers wrote about it. Study the history of what your forefathers had. I have tried to conform to its spirit as near as possible upon the sacred volume, talking about the Word of God. I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then he makes this statement. That book, sir, that book, that King James Bible, that book is the rock on which our republic rests. He said, our country, the hope of our country, rests on this Holy Bible. Woo! Man, I wish they talked like that up there in Washington now. By the way, they haven't been talking about it for a long time. Not just this group of people. America's been leaving for a long time. Listen, our founding fathers and presidents knew without a doubt that God Almighty was the reason for America's existence and for America's blessings. I love again Andy Jackson. Sir, it is the rock. This Holy Bible, God's Bible, it's the rock. It's the rock on which our republic rests. In other words, this country needs the Word of God. You want to have a great America? We got to get a lot of Americans back in this Bible. Reading it, studying it, believing it, obeying it. Amen? America needs to realize that God's hand is upon us and that we need his truth from his word. So if we want God to continue, how many want God to continue to bless our country? And we better need, if we want that for the next 234 years, we need to read his Holy Bible and obey God's word. Of course, I believe the rapture is going to happen real soon. I believe Christ is coming back soon, but if he doesn't, if America is going to exist, they better get back in his book. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. You know, I love America. How many love America? It's the greatest country in the world. We put the flags up yesterday. I told Rosie, I'm leaving these flags up. We're going to leave them up the rest of the summer. We might even go into September and October. I love seeing the flag. I love the stars and stripes. I really do. I love America. I love America. By the way, don't burn a flag in front of me. Amen. I'll rip your stinking face off. Yep. If I can't do that, I'll take a gun and shoot you. No, I'm just kidding. I think I am. No, I'm kidding. You say, well, I got a right to burn my flag. Yeah, and you got a right not to, too. If you listen, you know, I was real nice, wasn't I, at first? I started talking about, if you know what, and people don't like our country, Billy, they don't love America, why don't they get on a boat and go back to Cuba or somewhere? Get out of here. I love America. It's the greatest country in the world. Men and women down through the years have sacrificed and died and gave their lives and gave their fortunes and everything, just and gave everything so we can have freedom. I love America. I love that flag and what it stands for. And I get a little upset when people disrespect it. You can get mad if you want, but the old man gets mad. I think it's a holy indignation. Because God loves this country. He's blessed our country. And I think we ought to honor what God's blessed. I love the stars and stripes. I love America. I love the beautiful mountains, the Smoky Mountains, and all the beautiful mountains. How many ever went through the mountains? Boy, if you can't sense God in those mountains, Rocky Mountains. I love the forest. I love the great cedar trees in California. I love the oak trees and the palm trees down in Florida. I like the pine trees. I like the trees. I like the rivers. And I love America. I love the rivers. I had a lot of fun fishing on the rivers with my dad when he was here. The streams. I love the beautiful oceans that God's given us. God's given us all these things. Boys and girls, the beauty of all the things that you see, the blue and white sky, the sun, the stars, the moon, the birds that fly, God's given all that to us. I love the wheat fields, the corn fields, and the cotton fields of America. I love America. I love baseball. I love football. I love basketball. I love hockey. I loved them a lot more when I was younger. I could play them. I wasn't two people then. I was just one person. I love hunting. I love fishing. I like to play horseshoes. Even that little sandbag things that we play now. What do you call that? I'm starting to learn to like that. The deacon beat me the other day. I was so mad at him. I asked God not to kill him that day, and I went home. No, I'm just kidding you. I said, Lord, take him out. No, I like volleyball. I'm not into soccer. That's not America to me. I know it's on TV right now, but that's not America. It really isn't. You can like if you want, but come on, it's not America. They've tried to push it down our throat, but the real Americans don't care a flip about it. And then I tried to watch that. They had that little the World Cup or whatever it is that they're doing. I listened for about 15 minutes. Whatever those horns are. I thought, I'm going to listen to this and turn that stupid thing off. Put a hockey game on. I'll watch some real fun. I'll see some real action there. Amen? Football and baseball. I love America. Now, if you like soccer, you know, God will forgive you. Don't worry. You won't get mad at me. It's nothing. It'll never take baseball's place. It'll never take football's place. I love America. I love cherry pie. I love pumpkin pie. I love apple pie. I love banana cream pie. I like lemon meringue pie. I love blueberry pie. And, of course, I love the pizza pie. By the way, kids, pizza, Aunt Natty, they didn't even start making pizza until Grandpa was around 10 years old. It's a long time ago. When I was a little kid, they didn't even have pizza. The pizza hasn't always been around here. But Grandpa goes back a little way, so. I love America. I love America, and I love because God's blessed our country. I love Whoppers. I love Big Boys. I love Big Macs and taco. I love McDonald's French fries, their Egg McMuffins, and I like their coffee. Boys and girls, I want you to know something. Preacher's so old. I was a kid when they originally started McDonald's. I was around when they first started. We bought McDonald's hamburgers when they first opened for 15 cents. We bought hamburgers for 15 cents. French fries were 10 cents. Milkshakes are 25 cents. I remember, I love those chocolate milkshakes. I bought one yesterday. I had one of them in a long time. I really haven't from McDonald's. But I just, for some reason, I had to have a milk. I was thirsty, and I said, I ain't had a milkshake in a long time. I'm not supposed to do it because of my diabetes, but I broke the thing and had one. And enjoyed every drop of it. I drank the whole thing, too. $2.50, I think they charged me for it. You know, when I was a kid, we paid 25 cents for them. I remember telling my mom and dad, when I grew up, I'm buying a chocolate milkshake from McDonald's for every day when I get up. I'm going to go out and get a chocolate milkshake. I remember soda pop, going in and getting it in coolers with ice. You pulled out 10 cents. A gallon of milk, 75 cents. Loaf of bread, 10 cents. I love America. Bubble gum was 1 penny. And some candy, you can get two or three. When Preacher was a kid, so you could even get like multiple candy, sometimes two or three pieces for different chewy for a penny. We bought baseball cards. You could buy a big pack of baseball cards with a big bubble gum in it. 5 cents. Boy, I love America. How many remember America like that? I remember we'd gone on ice cream. We'd go to the Dairy Queen, and for 10 cents, you'd get a big cone if you wanted to go crazy. You get the large for 25, and you couldn't even melt. It'd melt all over your hands. How many remember that? You're trying to eat it real fast, Brother Chuck. You're trying to get it so it wouldn't all melt over your hands. And man, boy, it was fun back then, wasn't it? All those great things because God has blessed America. Look up here. I want you to get this. I'm not going to preach long to you. America's been blessed. Don't overlook all these great things we've enjoyed in America. It all stems from God. By the way, just like it came from God, we could lose it all too. We keep turning our back on God as a country. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. He'll take his hand off of America. I think he's already starting to take his hand off. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin's a reproach to any people. Our country needs to get back to holiness. Can I make another statement? Our country needs to get back to holiness. Our country needs to get back to the old paths of God. Our country needs to get back to family Bible and family church and praying. And we need to get back to the old things that God gave us that once made our country great and strong and blessed. And we're leaving it. And Christians, we've got to get it back. Look up here, Christians. We got to bring America back to God. America needs a revival. We need a sweeping revival to America. And it's not going to happen from the lost people. It's going to take God's people getting on their name, humbled and praying and seeking God's face. And we need to bring America. We need to bring America back to God before it's too late. In Genesis 19, don't think God can't destroy America. Genesis 19, God's destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wicked sin. You know, Genesis 18:20, God said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah has come up to me, because their sin is very grievous. God said their sin is very grievous. You know, God still sees all our sin. Boys and girls, God sees everything we do. Scripture says in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Ladies and gentlemen, can I say something to you? You might think you do things in secret, but God sees everything. There's nothing secret for God. Matter of fact, God says at the end, he's going to reveal the secret things, and you're going to see God knew all the time. What was the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah was men were with men. God's against same-sex partners. He's not in, boys and girls, he's not in that alternate lifestyle. God's word tells us that God does not want men marrying men and women marrying women. That's why God made Adam and Eve. Otherwise, he'd have made Adam and Steve. God wants men with women and women with men. He don't want same sex. By the way, he doesn't want same sex marriages. God doesn't want people killing babies and abortions. God doesn't want people living together without holy wedlock. I'll tell you right now, there's so many people living together without holy wedlock today. The Bible says God's going to judge adulterers. There are some things, these are some of the things, just a few, that God's going to bring judgment on. Christians, in closing, God showed us the truth in Genesis 19:26. Remember Lot's wife, she turned back and became a pillar of salt? God was showing us Christians something. He was trying to teach us the truth. The Bible says, Matthew 5:14, you're the salt of the earth. And when Mrs. Lot looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back on that sin. By the way, when you study Genesis 18, God told Abraham in 18:32 of Genesis, he said, if there was just 10 righteous people, if there's just 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I will hold back my judgment. Do you realize, Brother Bobby, if they could have just won 10 people, then they need 10 because Lot was saved. If they could have just won a handful of people the time he lived there, he could have saved the judgment of God's wrath, fire and brimstone. He could have saved those two, all those people being killed, including, by the way, his own family was killed. His daughters, his son-in-laws, and usually those people have kids. So his grandchildren were killed also. I wonder how many times we fail our families. You better listen to this preacher. You better start thinking about God. And you ought to start teaching your family about Christ. And we ought to start living a holy, separated life. And we ought to be showing our children that God wants us to walk with him. By the way, if they would have won just 10 people, judgment would have. Christians, you want to hold back the judgment of God? We need to go soul winning. Brother Mike, that's the key. Going out soul winning. But I want to encourage you, if you haven't got to pass any flyers out, take a few. Maybe you could do your street, or maybe you could go to one of the parks. Take 5 or 10. And be part of this Vacation Bible School. There's a gospel track there. And go up to say, hey, man, we're having Vacation Bible School. By the way, we're going to have 5 ponies. 5 ponies. We're going to have 5 ponies. I had 2 baseball teams the other day, all excited about coming to VBS. I went over to one of the parks where they're playing ball. And I said, hey, I'm a preacher. And we're going to have, hey, kids, we're going to have fun. Yeah, we want to come. One lady said, oh, yeah, my kids love it. We went there last year. I said, it's going to start this Wednesday. You'd be surprised how many people would come if you just go out and ask them. And when you give them that flyer, give them that Got Life track. How do you know? They might not come to VBS, but they'll read the track and get saved. See, folks, look up here. How many want God to keep blessing America? We better start sowing the seed. We better be getting the gospel out to the world. Because the only hope, Andrew Jackson said, the only hope for our country, the only hope our nation has is this Holy Bible. And by the way, we better be getting it out, or this country's not going to last too much longer. We need to bring America back to God. We need to win souls to Christ. We need to halt the wickedness. James 5:20 says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. Yeah, you'll save him from hell, and shall hide a multitude of sin. I still mess up in my life. I still have failures in my life. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm glad I got saved. Because Bobby, I'm sinning a whole lot less than what I would have been if I wouldn't got saved. Probably wouldn't even be alive right now. I don't think I would be. Most of the guys I ran with on the streets, most of all those wicked men, I ran with the bad crowds. It makes a difference who you run with. You better be choosy who you keep company with. Because a bad crowd will take you down. Almost all the men that I grew up and ran with, hardly any of them are still alive. I think I'm only alive because of the grace of God. If we want God's blessing on America, how many want God's blessing on America? Then we need to start living holy, separated lives. Turn off that wicked TV with all the evil and adultery. Don't let that get in your mind. Turn off the stinking bad music. Put good music in your heart. Put a song of Christ in your heart. Think on Him. Let the meditation of Christ come into your thoughts and mind. Read your Bible every day. Study it. Search the Scriptures. Know God. The Bible says, be still and know God. The reason we don't, the reason we go through life is because we don't take time to know God. Brother Mike brought a great lesson when the disciples were out in the sea and the storm came. And they said, Lord, don't you care we perish? Yeah, He cares. Isn't it amazing that He showed how the ship was ready to go under? It was really in great danger. It was overflowing with water. Why do we, look up here, why do we wait till our ship's ready to sink before we go to God? Why don't we go right to Him right away every day about everything? Amen? I'm going to close with this verse. Matthew 18:11 says, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. The whole reason Jesus came was so we could be saved. The reason He was born of a virgin, the reason He lived 33 perfect years, 33 and a half years in this, walked in this earth, the reason He died on Calvary's cross and shed His blood for our sins and your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole world and rose that third day, He's alive. He's risen. You know, Christ is alive. He's not just a figure of imagination. He's real. He's risen. Our God's not in the grave. He's real. He's alive. He's alive. He's coming back. How do you know He's alive, preacher? I talked to Him this morning. I really did. And He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own and the joy we share as we tear be there none other has ever. No, you want to know that? Spend some time with Him. You want the peace that passes all understanding? Spend some time with the Creator. Look to the Almighty. That's God has blessed America. Happy birthday, America. We're 234 years old today. What a great country. Mike, I love America. But we've been blessed because of our God. Billy, I hope America never takes God out of the equation because He's the whole equation that made it great. He's the whole equation that make it possible. The Bible says by Him all things consist. Oh, you say, I don't believe that, preacher. Okay. The Bible says that one day every person, every knee is going to bow. Every knee is going to bow and confess Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God. I'm going to confess it now. He's Lord. He's my Lord. He's my coming Lord. He's the King. He's the King of kings. He's King of all. Amen? He's a rose of Sharon and a lily of the valley. Can anyone say amen? And He's the one that has blessed America. God bless America. Yes. Today, in your quietness, lift up a prayer and thank God for blessing America. And beg Him, don't take your hand off. And thank God for all the soldiers and people have sacrificed down through the centuries. It's helped kept our freedom and liberty. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You, dear God, for letting me be born in the greatest country the world has ever known. Oh, I know Israel is the apple of Your eye. I know that's a special, Lord, that's a special place. It's a promised land that You gave. God, I know America was birthed because of You. And I know You raised us up to be a blessing to Israel and to publish the Word of God and to preach the gospel to all the world. And I know that's one reason You blessed America, because we've sent more missionaries around the world preaching Christ, printing the Bible, printing the Word of God. Thank you for Seedline, Bearing Precious Seed, all those people that print the Word. Thank you for the Track League. Thank you for all those that care about getting the gospel out. Lord, I pray you'll bless America today. And I pray that you'll keep your hand on America. Dear God, I pray as Christians, we will try to bring America. First of all, we'll live godly and separated lives in it. We would seek your face. And Lord, we would desire those old paths of Jeremiah 6:16, which are the good ways. And I pray we'll bring others with us. Pray that we'll win souls and witness of the saving grace of Christ. I pray if there's anyone here that's never trusted you, Lord, that they'd understand that you love them and you died just for them and you arose just for them and that they got to be saved or they'll die and go to hell, because there is a heaven and there is a hell. And without Christ, they'll go to hell forever, separated from God for eternity. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I wonder, with our heads bowed this morning, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I've trusted Christ as my Savior. I realized one day I was a lost sinner going to hell. And I knew, I realized I needed Christ to save me. And I asked him to save me. Thank you, may put him down. How many would be honest with themselves on this great day of 4th of July that God has blessed our country? Would say, preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, would you pray for me? Just raise your hand. I won't come back to you. I won't embarrass you. But let me, preacher, include me in that prayer. Raise your hand and say, pastor, I'm not sure. Yes, I see that. God bless you. Yes, I see that. God bless you. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, and I don't want to die and go to hell. Preacher, pray for me. It takes a man to be honest with himself. Yes, I see that hand there. God bless you. Who else? Just raise your hand. Let me see it. I'll pray for you. You can put it back down. Yes. 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 God. Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. I see that. God bless you. God bless you. Who else? Pray for me. And pastor, include me in that prayer. I don't want to die and go to hell. Especially after God blessed our country and gave me the greatest country, and he died and rose again to give me eternal life, forgive me of all my sins, shed his blood. The night before I pray, how many Christians would say, preacher, I need to get back to Christ. I've not been serving Christ like I should. I need to get back to the old paths of God. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, God bless you. Yes. Yes, God bless you. I need to get back to the old paths. Oh, Bethel Baptist, we got to get back to the old paths. America's going to hell. Judgments is going to come. If we don't get a national revival, America's going to be judged unbelievable for all their wicked sins and their evil. We need to turn back evil and bring holiness and righteousness. We can if we'll live it ourselves. Heavenly Father, I think I saw at maybe 4 or 5 hands. There could have been even more, I don't know. But I believe I saw 4 or 5 men, 4 or 5 men and ladies, boys and girls that raised their hand, said they didn't want to die and go to hell, that they really didn't know if they'd go to heaven or not. And Lord, I pray with all my heart that you, Holy Spirit of God, only you can convict them and show them their need. I'm so glad you showed me years ago as a lost kid off the streets. You showed me I was going to die and go to hell and that I needed Jesus. I remember that day getting down from that old green couch and I asked Christ to come to my heart and save me. Never forget it. Thank you for saving me. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I pray there'll be some today that would confess you and trust you accept you as their Lord and Savior. I pray for Christians that they said they need to get back to the old paths. God, help us to seek and to want and to desire the old paths of God. Help us to have the Jeremiah 6:16 life. God, bless us today and bless our country. Bless our armed service people all over the world. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.